wake it up.
Now it's time to hustle. Now it's time to shine. Hustle and Shine in the Morning starts now on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It is time to hustle and shine with your big homie, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. There is a cold weather advisory out, high of 4. Currently, it is 4 degrees, high of 16, excuse me, and it feels like -5 outside. So make sure you have your gloves on and your earmuffs, everything.
It's brick outside, y'all. Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Victory Monday / MLK Day?
Oh, baby!
How about those Chiefs?
Oh, woo! Another AFC Championship,
yes,
the Arrowhead Invitational. It is back, baby.
How about that D, baby?
It was a great game, man. Kansas City, stand up. Yeah. I know everybody was feeling all type of chills, but we back at it like a bad habit. All things KC with Mayor Quinn Lucas. We got that lined up for you. And then, of course, today is MLK Day. We'll be dropping some facts throughout the hour as we celebrate the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, we will. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes or so, man. Look, man, we are hustling and shining. Thank you so much, Dr. Martin Luther King, for everything that you've done.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
As soon as you make a decision, begin to put that decision into action. Lock in your commitment by immediately investing yourself in it. At the moment you decide on a course of action, your purpose is clear and your enthusiasm is high. Tap into that clarity and energy right away before they have a chance to fade. The sooner you begin, the more quickly you establish momentum. The less time you waste, the more time you have for making a difference. Rather than idly wondering how to proceed, begin to experiment with what works and what doesn't. Instead of being afraid to make a mistake, look forward to learning from your mistakes and improving your efforts. You've chosen to move forward, so don't contaminate that choice with excuses and procrastination. Honor your choice by acting on it with sharp focus and high expectations. Once you've decided, there's much you can do and no reason for delay. Act right away, get going quickly, and keep going strong. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time, high of 16, currently 3, but it feels like -8 at the KU Med Center.
You said it is what?
It's 3, but it feels like -8.
3?
Yeah, you heard it right. Well, Carmelo Anthony finally sits down and explains the scenario behind his 2014 Risk It All picture. I don't know if you remember this. It was him and looking at Rihanna like he was going to devour her. Well, he finally explained what happened at the Met Gala.
I finally walk in and get through the cameras and sit down. Now I found my comfort zone. So I'm sitting where y'all sitting at, trying to be low. Ree walks in, cameras go crazy. There's only one area to go to. And I'm like, please don't come over here. The flashes is going, so I put my head down and I look up and she's right there posing and the camera's just going and I'm like,
what is happening?
Now, if you see that picture and remember that picture, he was definitely looking at her like,
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he
was. He looked a certain way.
That's what I'm saying. That's the way he was looking.
No, he looked.
You're going to sit here and lie.
So he looked up, and then the camera got him at a real bad angle.
It happens
to everybody.
It looked away.
No, that don't mean that he was, like, staring at her. It just mean that he saw her for a second, and the camera caught him at a bad angle.
Well, good for him. He went viral, and nobody's home was broken up. But TikTok...
Sure wasn't.
...disappeared for about... less than 10 hours, I would say, in America. But then it came back. a lot of people have hit up social media saying how they feel like it was all a setup, because in their statement from TikTok, it said, it's a strong stand for the First Amendment and against arbitrary censorship. We will work with President Trump on a long-term solution that keeps TikTok in the U.S. And they also made sure that they credited President Trump. And they said president before he was, you know, it ain't till noon. But a lot of people feel like it was a setup when he was the one who initiated, his office initiated it, I believe, back in 2020 for TikTok to even be considered something to ban.
Duh.
But it's back. Here it
Duh.
Is.
I mean, what? It is. That's all this is, man. It's something mm-hmm. for people to Jeff with him.
Duh.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebrating his legacy, his birthday today. His birthday isn't today. His birthday was last week, but that's why we're celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you were born in 96, and I always wonder, like, how his teachings and how his legacy gets passed down from one generation to another. Because when I was in school, elementary school, I'll say mid-90s, it wasn't even 30 years before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. passed away.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, you're seeing black and white photos, black and white videos, you think like it's ancient
so
times.
So long ago.
It's way back, and it wasn't,
not at
fam.
All. Yeah. I mean, it would be moments like that we had in history class where, because I was that kid that was already challenging. Like, I already was like, Christopher Columbus stole the land. That was the kid I was in school. So I was standing on big business. So when I got a chance in high school or even like middle school to learn that this was not that long ago, I mean, it sparked something in me too to realize that fight isn't something that's done. The fight is still happening today. And I think that's the biggest part of Dr. Martin Luther King's Junior's legacy and everything, is to realize that what he said is still a factor today, and we got to keep it going. So I challenge everybody, Kansas City, we are challenging you to get involved with your community today and the rest of this year. Find a way that you can be helpful, be an ear, even if that's resharing a flyer for a nonprofit organization. Just find something that you can do to be the Martin Luther King Jr. in your community.
Honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. all day long right here on Hot 103 Jams, especially on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
We are brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Mahomes steps up, throws, and he got it! Touchdown, Kelce! Mario Edwards was there for Houston. Mahomes was going down, and he found his favorite target.
Kansas City Chiefs! Got the dub Saturday at Arrowhead versus them Houston Texans!
Yes, sir!
And, I don't know. Typical Chiefs game, D. I don't have much to say about it. Offense was there. They did their thing. Patrick Mahomes, he was petty playoff Patrick. Not all the game. Most of the game, though. Offensive line was an issue. We'll get to that in a second. But Travis Kelce.
Yes,
Travis
sir.
Kelce, D. Oh, my God.
He came through when we needed him.
The GOAT. That's why he's the GOAT. We done had him locked up all season.
Yeah.
We had him in plexiglass. We took that playoff key, unlocked that glass.
Yes, sir.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And just like that, another AFC championship game.
8 sacks for the Chiefs. That defense was knacking on Saturday and snacking. George Karloftis, much not to the delight of my brother, who's a George Karloftis hater for some reason. I don't know. But George Karloftis got 3 sacks, D.
That's tough.
And now, last night, my dog Lamar. You can't spell Lamar without L.
Yikes. Wasn't even his fault. I mean, he had his ups and downs. But look.
My second favorite quarterback took an L last night to the Bills. And now, them Buffalo Buster Bills is coming to Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
For the annual Arrowhead Invitational. We took a break last year. We just decided to take it to Baltimore.
Yeah.
But this year, it is back. The AFC Championship game. 6 o'clock this Sunday at Arrowhead. Arrowhead Stadium. Oh, AD, your big homie is coming home. I'm going to Arrowhead. I'm acting a plum fool. You know what, D? I might have a Chiefs song with me. How about that?
I like that.
They can't outstun us when it comes to these Super Bowls. What you thought?
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, it's me, Brian B. I'm as real as it get. Riding around Kansas City and I'm feeling legit. Chiefs tatted on my arm so you never forget. From the top to five block, my whole city is lit.
Hustle shine in the morning, make sure that you're listening. All red, everything like a Chiefs game of christening. With the rings and Rolexes, peep the glistening. Let them boys cook and give us the Michelin.
Got your tailgate bussin', cooking up on the grill. Something like Patrick when he's chefing on the field. These platinum Chiefs with platinum chains. These platinum plays get Super Bowl rings.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa, whoa. Big red on the sideline, ready to go. KCK and KC Mo, no, whoa. Best with the Chiefs and you going home. You think your team on top, boy, we don't believe you.
Come through Arrowhead, showing up with my people.
We the number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
The number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Baltimore or Buffalo, just send us the ad.
Sliding through with our rings all up in Cincinnati.
We the number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
The number one stunners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Your mama, your uncle too, your whole family, by the way. You ain't with Chiefs Kingdom. Duh.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in on that Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. We love and appreciate you for that because you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you here with us, and we love you and appreciate you more and more each and every day, Kansas City. As we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., quick fun fact. B, did you know that King's I Have a Dream speech was not his first time at Lincoln Memorial?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, 6 years before that, King was among the civil rights leaders who spoke in the shadow of the great emancipator during the prayer pilgrimage for freedom. That was back in 1957. And so it was a full circle moment for him to return with that many people that were in the audience, and he had already been there to speak. So just a quick gem.
I wonder what Martin Luther King Jr. would
think of this day and age we're in.
What would he be feeling like? And of course, if Mayor Lucas tapping in, I'm kind of asking him about that too, see what he thinks about it.
Yeah, for sure.
TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 16, and it's currently 4 degrees, but it feels like -8 at Southeast High School. I hate to even report this type of news on this celebratory day, but Snoop Dogg is currently trending following his performance at the Crypto Ball in celebration of President-elect Donald Trump. Now, many fans saw him performing and recall this resurfaced clip.
So ain't nobody gonna perform for Donald Trump, huh? Which one of you jigaboo gonna be the first one to do it? I'm waiting. I'm gonna roast the like one of you Uncle Tom for doing it.
That did not age so well for Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
It was also Rick Ross and Soulja Boy who also performed at the Crypto Ball. Now, while this was a quote celebration of President-elect Donald Trump, he was not in attendance. But Soulja Boy, of course, had a response to his is so ignorant that we won't be playing it on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I wish we could.
Mm-mm. We ain't doing that. Not on today.
I want to hear it.
Well, speaking of hearing it, Uncle Nelly shares his reasoning for accepting the invitation to perform for today's inauguration.
I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because it's an honor. I respect the office. It don't matter who is in office. The same way that our men and women, our brothers and sisters who protect this country, have to go to war and have to put their life on the line for whoever in office. So if they can put their life on the line for whoever in office, I can damn sure perform.
He's really comparing himself to soldiers who are fighting for people. Are you fighting for our liberties? You don't have to perform, Nelly. You don't have to. Hebrews 13:5, D. Don't love money. Mm. Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said. People doing all this stuff.
You quoting the Bible.
I'm just saying, y'all, we doing all this stuff for a check, and people think it's acceptable and it's good because they getting paid or they getting a check. Fam, that's not the end all be all of everything.
That is true. It's not the end all be all.
People make decisions based on a check or a bag. And in tune, you mismanage your ethics, your morals, your personal values. And now we looking at you different now. Now your whole legacy that you built, it's in question now. Mm-hmm. Because you doing questionable stuff like this because of a bag.
Talk to him, Dr. Brooks.
Just saying, man. It irritates me how people justify these things because of money. And another thing, one last thing. Like, these celebrities and entertainers and artists, I'm going to be honest with y'all. They're some of the most ignorant people in the world.
Yeah.
So we got to stop, and I sometimes I'm guilty of this too, putting them on pedestals and having our expectations so high that...
The regular people with money.
Me. Exactly.
I understand that and I know that, but yeah, I think more of us need to accept that and just move on.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
Tapped in with us on this Victory Monday is our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, with today's inauguration, what do you think Martin Luther King Jr. would say about today's society in terms of leadership if he were alive?
Man, there's a lot to that. I think that he would say that we are continuing to get to a better place, but this is an ongoing project. Think about the people that he worked with. George Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door. The leaders that were in our Senate, our president, so many others that were not always the easiest to work with, but he kept going. So while I recognize that today presents both a memory of Dr. King, but also for some a moment of challenge, I think Dr. King would say, keep striving, keep fighting, and we will get to a better place. That's what I think he would say with today. And I think he would also look at the incredible Black progress that we have seen across any number of industries. I think we are the ones that are building that future. It doesn't take one leader at the top. It takes all of us, and I think he would be in support of that.
Did your invitation to the inauguration get lost in the mail?
You know, I'm in Kansas City. I have been to one inauguration before. I'm going to be honest with y'all. The only way I'll probably get back to the White House the next 4 years is if the Chiefs win a whole bunch of Super Bowls. But that's all right for me, and I imagine that's all right for our incoming president. But, you know, look, I was raised a good Christian boy, a good Baptist. And so all I'll say is I'm praying for everybody. I hope President Trump does well by the people. And maybe, you know, he's learned some things over these years out of office that'll make him more decent and kind. I don't believe it. But you know what? Hope springs eternal.
Today, we're celebrating the legacy of Dr. King, but however, it's a lot of our cousins that are out in these frigid temps.
Yeah.
Mayor Q, would you be able to just refresh some of our family out there of some of the warming sensors and different resources that they may be able to take advantage of?
This has been a tough winter from the cold weather perspective, basically the entire month. And I know the snow and all of that's gotten all the attention, but these dangerous cold temperatures are in many ways the biggest issue to our unhoused population. We have a warming center at the Hope Faith Center. That is at about Admiral and Paseo. In case you don't know your cross streets, that's about 7th or 8th and Paseo. That's a place you can go. We can get you set up with services, and then they go on and help refer you to another shelter if that spot is full from there. During the daytime hours, KCATA at 12th and Charlotte has an opportunity for you to come into the warmth. They can also link you to other services. As you know, buses are free in Kansas City. That's some source of controversy at times, but on days like this, it makes a whole bunch of sense. You can hop on, get to either of those places I mentioned, 12th and Charlotte, Admiral and Paseo, and then we can get you help from there here in Kansas City proper in the suburbs. I know it's a little bit different, but if you need help, and you know, I'll just say this because, again, I was just talking about being a Christian. If you're somewhere else, you don't know where you can get help, come on into Kansas City. We're used to it, and we can help you too. Do not let somebody just stay outside in these types of weathers. This is when something bad really happens.
Amen. With our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas, he's up hustling and shining this morning. Now, Mayor Lucas, you made a bet with the mayor of Houston, Texas with with this Chiefs-Texans game this past weekend in the divisional round, and you did it at my favorite barbecue spot. Much respect and love to Gates and Jack Stack. Y'all right there with them. But you was at LC's, baby. That's number one in the world for barbecue. Talk about that bet real quick.
I love LC. Sorry to jump in. It's just anytime I get there and I've done maybe two or three bets with them now over the last, 15 or so that I have done. Wonderful proprietors. As y'all know, the original passed away maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. His granddaughter is running it, doing a wonderful job, an exceptional black-owned business here in Kansas City, one that we are very proud of. And so I was excited to be there, spotlight them, highlight them. They bet me Texas barbecue. I got good respect, so I'm looking forward to chowing on some. Maybe I'm going to share it with some folks along the way. And then, it's going to be Buffalo Wings versus barbecue week coming up. We got a game, but you know what? I need to pick my proper barbecue place. I know some have already reached out, but I'm always going to make sure that we can spotlight some folks who maybe don't always get the attention of a love.
Yeah, we could use that Texas barbecue to feed some of our dogs here in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's good for.
A little puppy chow, huh?
I'm just saying, we got the best barbecue in the world. What do we need to taste others for? It's irrelevant. Mayor Lucas, thank you so much for joining us once again, man. We'll talk to you next week. And are you going to the AFC Championship game?
I will be at the AFC Championship game. I might even tailgate. It's going to be big. We getting back, and America is hating on these refs, on the Chiefs.
I love it.
We going to get back. I'm ready. This is like wrestling now, right? We going to have that belt again.
I see you Sunday, Mayor Lucas. Chiefs Kingdom.
Yes,
mount up. Holla
yes,
at you.
Let's go.
TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 on your time, high of 16, currently 7, but it feels like -3 at Quindaro Elementary. Glorilla did her thing at SNL while she performed, and she did a few different skits. She did a couple performances, but if you could tell in her voice, she was dancing a little bit. Like they had her up on stage working out for sure.
She was wearing booty shorts because I'm paper long.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah, shout out to her. She joined a few different members on the cast. Dave Chappelle also was there, so definitely some interesting skits that they got done.
Dave Chappelle. He brought back Silky Johnson. You ain't got that in TMG?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I just saw a clip on Twitter, and yeah. Silky Johnson, for those who, the biggest hater on the planet, he was back in SNL. I loved it.
Yeah, he definitely was. And speaking about being back, TikTok was gone for a few hours, but it returned. Uh-oh. But many online are feeling as if it was all a setup to make Trump look like a savior.
Yeah.
Now, according to AP News, during Donald Trump's first term as president, he led the effort to ban TikTok. The site, he said, posed a threat to the U.S. national security. But, of course, on the eve of his return to the White House, the president-elect is being hailed as the app's savior. So, take that information as you will.
We know what's going on. Open your eyes.
And of course, today at noon, the presidential inauguration will happen. I believe it will be indoors because of the frigid temperatures. So
indoors?
Yep.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. They moved it.
How cold is it in D.C.? Do you see the temps for that?
I believe it's been colder on another inauguration day. I've seen reports saying that it's been colder.
Mm.
So I'm not there.
He ain't as tough as you thought, huh?
That's the morning gossip.
You can't handle a little cold, Donald.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those independent, intellectual, and creative Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending birthday love to rapper Joy Badass. Birthday to rapper Blueface, and a happy birthday to TV actress, well, at least the old TV actress, Stacey Dash.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Arthur Mobley III and Ned Drone. Plus, sending birthday love to Melissa Marshall, Ava Basil, and everybody else born on January 20th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Serena.
Hey, Serena. How you doing on this MLK Day?
I am great.
Well, that's good to hear. We got two tickets to see the Hipley Ballerinas. Want to hook you up and get you qualified to win $1,000 in cold cash. But you got to finish these lyrics. You up for the challenge?
I am.
Just like two ways on being, I'm your king, be my queen. And what do you wanna do tonight? My truck is parked out front, so let's ride.
I can read your mind, babe.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. It's all right, babe.
Your background singers and dancers. Here y'all go. You are getting that hookup, cousin. Who you gonna take with you to see the Hipley Ballerinas?
Probably my niece or my sister.
That's gonna be fun. Y'all kicking and enjoy your time.
All right, cousin, tell Kansas City what stations got you hooked up.
Hot 103,
Hustle
and Shine in the morning.
Pay me too.
Hustle and Shine. Always repping the culture of KC on Hot 103 Jams.